Good morning. We're here with Callum McPherson for the weekly oil update. Hi, Callum. How are you?
Good morning, Anna. Very well, yourself?
Very good. So Brent rallied over $80 a barrel in the mid of last week. Was Hurricane Florence behind that?
No is the simple answer. Or at least if people were buying oil for that reason, they were misguided to do so. The reality is that the important oil and gas production capacity in the US is located in the Gulf of Mexico and along the Gulf Coast, whereas the Hurricane Florence was coming in from the east and it landed in the Carolinas. So although it was a very destructive hurricane and terrible for the people that have suffered from that, but it didn't come anywhere near the important oil infrastructure. So it's very different to Hurricane Harvey last year, which plowed straight through the middle of the Gulf Coast and the refining capacity along the coast, and that caused considerable disruption. There was another disturbance building in the Gulf of Mexico last week, which might have turned into a cyclone, but in the end didn't. And then there's another one currently coming through the Caribbean, which has quite a low probability of becoming a cyclone. But overall, it looks like, at least so far as oil infrastructure is concerned, that the hurricane season this year is not going to be a particularly problematic one.
Okay. What was the driver then?
The driver in oil prices going higher? Well, I think US inventories could have had a lot to do with it. So we get two sets of data on US oil inventories. One is an estimate on Tuesday evening produced by the American Petroleum Institute, and then we get official figures on Wednesday afternoon. And the estimate from the American Petroleum Institute was a fall of over 8 million barrels, which is a very substantial week-on-week fall in US oil inventories. The eventual number was a bit lower than that, 5 million barrels, but nevertheless, that was enough to push Brent briefly over $80 per barrel. There was a little bit of a worry in those numbers as well, though, and this is from because there's a breakdown in, as well as crude, there's a breakdown into gasoline and middle distillates, and the gasoline figure actually increased quite significantly. And US gasoline inventories are higher now than they were in September last year, which is a complete contrast to the crude inventories. So that might suggest that US demand is not quite as strong as people had thought. On the other hand, it may be to do with the fact that the very high production of US of crude from US shale sources is tending to produce a lot more lighter distillates such as gasoline than used to be the case. So that might be part of the explanation as well. And indeed, as a consequence of this, perhaps we've seen, whereas Brent has been going up to 80 and we're wondering whether it's going to go much higher, WTI, the US sort of similar specification of US crude, has been struggling to get much past $70 per barrel.
What did you make of the International Energy Agency monthly report, which came out on Thursday?
Well, they've increased both their supply and demand forecasts for the remainder for this year and for next. So that keeps the call on OPEC, so the amount of crude that OPEC needs to produce to balance the market, roughly the same. So 32.2 million barrels per day on average this year and 31.9 million barrels per day on average for 2019. But they did increase their estimate for the fourth quarter of this year by 200,000 barrels per day. And that compares with their estimate of August production, because this report covers the month of August, of 32.68 million barrels per day. Now that OPEC production number is a quite significant increase on last month, actually about 400,000 barrels per day higher, and a lot of that comes from a recovery in Libyan production, which is now back to about a million barrels per day. And these are all things we expected, so there's no surprises from that point of view. But the IEA did, of course, highlight worries about Iran and Venezuela. It thinks that Venezuelan production might go down to as low as 1 million barrels per day. So that's another 250,000 barrels per day coming out of the market. And of course, Iran, as we've discussed over the last couple of weeks, production exports and production do seem to be on a downward trajectory, and that will probably continue as in the lead up to the sanctions in the start of November. So this does point to continues to point to a potential for quite a significant deficit in the market widening into the end of this year.
Its Brent has been up to $80 a barrel a number of times this year, but not really broken through it. Do you think $80 a barrel is a cap in the market?
Yes, well, that's right. We've in May and this month we've broken 80, and in June and July we got very close. And although the high of the year is about $80-$50 per barrel, that was reached on an intraday basis. So Brent has never closed over $80 per barrel so far this year. And so it's tempting to then talk about, well, is there a cap? Is there some reason why Brent just won't move through 80? And I think history tells us to be very wary of people talking about caps in the market. Last year, or certainly earlier last year, people were talking about 60 being a cap. Brent was never going to go past 60 because US shale production was going to switch on and keep the market down. And yet here we are, we've been through 70 and we've been through 80 just about. So I think we should be very wary about doing that. And actually the risk might be quite the opposite, because the market is significantly influenced by speculative activity and people who are investing in oil because they're taking a view on it rather than just as a hedge for exposure they might have. And the interestingly, although we've been pushing up to 80 again, the balance of speculators that are buying futures, holding futures positions, are betting that the market will go up, versus those who are betting it will go down, it is, although it has recovered a bit of late, is actually well below the highs we saw earlier this year. And that means that there might be potential if the market does start to move higher, break through 80, these kind of long positions we saw earlier in this year to be rebuilt and go back towards those kind of long positions. And if that happens, it's possible we could see Brent moving significantly through 80 and maybe going quite a lot higher. If we look at where we might go to above 80, there is a technical resistance around 85 formed from the rally that we've seen up from 2016, the lows of 2016. And then going higher than that, around in the low 90s, 92 area, there's a very long-term trend line resistance which comes from the highs of before the financial crisis and highs we've seen since then. So in answer to your question, no, I'm not a believer in caps, and I do think that given the danger we have of a significant deficit opening up in the supply versus demand into the end of this year, that there is a possibility that Brent could move through 80 and could move quite quickly a lot higher.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.